Individual differences in sensitivity and metabolism mean that different clients will be differently affected by the same medicine at the same dose. When available, knowledge about the types of experiences a client has previously had with psychedelic substances is the best source of information to help predict response. When this is not available, the next best source of information is knowledge of their response to other psychotropic or analgesic substances. Further to this, there may be considerable interpersonal variation between an individual's different sessions for reasons that are not yet well understood. With clients who are psychedelically naive or whose previous psychedelic experiences are remote or mixed in nature, there will inevitably be a significant degree of uncertainty around their sensitivity and the type of response that may be predicted related to a particular dose of a given medicine. Within this conversation, it's also important to note that psychological factors can play a role. For example, research has shown that individuals high in the traits of absorption, openness, and acceptance, as well as a state of surrender, were more likely to have positive and mystical type experiences in response to the acute effect of psychedelics. Whereas, those low in openness and surrender, or in preoccupied, apprehensive, or confused psychological states, were more likely to experience acute adverse reactions. Another important consideration here is how defended the individual's psyche may be. For example, it has been anecdotally observed that clients with a higher degree of structural dissociation in the secondary to tertiary range may be more inclined to experience very little psychedelic effect despite high doses of psychedelic medicines. With that said, this is anecdotal and more research is needed to qualify this observation.